back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Before we get into the news and Teresa's secret about her dad, there's been a huge earthquake in Ludlow, which is just east of Barstow on the 40. 5.5, I believe, is what it is. So if you're going out to, I guess it won't affect your Vegas trip. Maybe if you're going out to Laughlin. You may want to call and see if those roads are still open. The 40, which is just east of Barstow, between Barstow and Ludlow, there's a pretty big earthquake out there. All right, Teresa Strauss is with us. Nice to see you.
Nice to be here.
And before we get to the news, what's the big secret about Dad?
Okay, so I couldn't tell this to Adam on the air because my dad picks us up from our Sacramento affiliate.
Nice job, retards.
Oh. 20 hours a week. 20 hours a week.
That's all we ask.
I love him so much, but I can't add any extra. No more Adam drops. No, you know what? We actually realize this, Adam and I. We spend more time with each other than with our spouses.
Put a sock in it for 1 second.
I know. 4 hours a day. So, okay. So my dad, I think as we've talked about, is a mechanic. He was, right, at least for 35 years. And the cars we would get, let's just say you take your car to the mechanic and the mechanic tells you that's going to be $300 to fix it. And you do the math, your car is not worth $300, so you leave that car on the lot.
Right.
That's the mechanic's car or the mechanic's daughter's car. So our whole lives and you know, my dad's car now has 275,000 miles.
What does he drive?
A Corolla, of all things.
Is that right?
Yeah. You should be on a commercial for that. I mean, he's a mechanic, so he takes good care of it. He maintains it. But 275,000 miles, and as long as I've known my dad, he's never had a nice car, although he's fixed other people's nice cars.
Right.
So my big dream after I started working regularly was to buy my dad a car. And this year, we got a couple ratings bonuses, which I saved and put aside.
Good for you.
And he doesn't know it yet, but he's got a car.
Wow.
Yes, I love it. And I shopped for like 3 or 4 months just looking for the perfect car. And I got him a little Mini Cooper.
Did you buy it or are you going to stick him with the lease payments?
Not only did I buy it outright, but I put him on my insurance for a year.
Wow.
My dad's basically destitute, to be honest.
Is that
so
right?
I didn't want him, you know, his insurance would have gone up because it's a nicer car.
Did he gamble at all?
He gambled on my stepmother, turned out to be a bit of a drain, and then died and stuck him with a lot of medical bills.
Uh-oh.
But my dad's not good with money. He just, his business when he was a mechanic, it was a good business. He owned it. And at one point, he had like 3 guys working for him. Mm. But then he got kind of too old for that. And now he tutors bilingual pregnant teens for AmeriCorps, which is like the domestic peace corps. But he calls it AmeriPorps.
He speaks Spanish?
Yeah.
He does.
So, Teresa, what are the chances that you're going to drive up with this amazing car with a big bow on top?
I'm going to put a bow on it.
Of course. And he's going to look at you and say, hey, hoity-toity, what's wrong with the old Corolla with 275K on it?
He may not take it, huh?
Well, I think there are a few pride issues, but I've worked around that because, you know, I talked about it with him a little bit just to feel him out. And I don't need anything like that. You've already helped me out enough. I don't want any help. And the way I manipulate his mind is I say, you're being selfish. This is for me. It makes me feel good to give you something.
Good.
Nice.
Now, is your dad a big man?
No, 5'9".
Okay. Oh, good. Okay. He'll slide into that Mini.
Yeah, he's going to fit right. And I got him the supercharged.
Nice.
Oh, that's so hot.
It's a year old, but it only has 15,000 miles, so it's almost like
that's
brand
great.
New.
He's going to love
Minis
it.
Minis are so great.
I just can't wait. I just want to see my dad, you know, in a kind of a nice car.
Right. No,
just
Minis are beautiful.
Yeah.
It's an 07 or 06. What is
07.
It?
07.
And they're
07.
Very roomy inside. Very spacious.
Oh, yeah. That's why they call them the Mini.
No.
I can't wait. Yeah. And now I've lured him down. I told him, you know, I'm going back east for the holidays to be with my husband's family. And I said, Dad, I really just want to see you before I go back east. And can you just come down? So he's going to come down. And I got to get it. Where do you get a giant car-sized bow?
I think you can buy them at car dealerships.
Yeah, I was going to say the dealership should have.
Can I go to the Dollar Tree where you get the pregnancy tests?
You may have to go to the $80 tree for them. but that'll be nice. You should do it on the air. You should do it on the Corolla show.
I can't wait, but I'm worried he might be a little embarrassed because it's receiving a large gift from his child.
Well, then you say you take it back and you never want to see him again.
Okay.
You know?
Done.
Yeah.
Right.
Show him who's king.
That easy.
You'll drive it. You'll like it.
Yeah.
You'll thank me. You'll be grateful. And if I don't see tears.
Right.
And hopefully. Yes, that Mini's going back.
And hopefully he won't do with that car what Corolla's dad did with his car.
Oh, yeah.
Adam Carolla bought his dad a beautiful car.
Jaguar.
And the guy never drives it.
Yeah, he didn't drive it. You know, if you lease a car, you know, you get a certain amount of miles, and he never even drove it that number of miles, and now he doesn't have a Jaguar anymore.
All right. Teresa Strasser is with us from the morning show, from the Carolla show. And also Gina Grad is with us from the Tim Conway Jr. show. It's time for news with Gina Grad. Look at that.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
I get along with Gina. I mean, I'm not a huge fan.
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
News time.
All right,
we're
Gina.
We're almost done, Teresa.
Yeah, what's going on with that news?
Well, in breaking news tonight, Orenthal James Simpson was sentenced to as much as 33 years in prison this morning for his role in an armed robbery in Las Vegas last year in what some people are saying is a case of karma finally catching up to him. Yeah, not so funny now.
Did he do something before that was bad?
I don't understand.
I don't know. I think he might have had an altercation at one point with a wife or something. Judge Jackie Glass sentenced OJ to 15 years along with a string of other 12 to 38 month sentences, but all were to run concurrent to each other, so he will be eligible for parole in 5 years. In this first piece of audio, Judge Glass gives a brief disclaimer stating that the sentencing had nothing to do with OJ's previous 1994 trial.
Jackie Glass is her name?
Judge Glass.
Here we go.
As the judge in this case, I'm not here to sentence Mr. Simpson for what's happened in his life previously in the criminal justice system. I have great respect for the criminal justice system. I'm part of it. And as a judge who has taken jury verdicts for years, I respect the verdicts of my juries. I have to respect what happened in the case 13 years ago with Mr. Simpson. The jury decided. There are many people who disagree with that verdict, but that doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is that the state brought charges, a trial was conducted, evidence was heard, testimony received, the jury deliberated, they reached a verdict. And I have to respect that verdict as well.
That doesn't sound good.
Yeah, you knew these curtains after that.
How's your house button coming?
She sounds a bit verbose.
She sounds like one of those I told you so chicks.
Well, you know, I got to say this about Judge Glass. She gave one of probably the best, most memorable quotes of 2008. I don't know if you heard it this morning, but she said, "Throughout this trial, I have attempted to determine whether Mr. Simpson is arrogant or just stupid. And now being at the end of this trial, I have my answer. You, Mr. Simpson, are both."
How about you looking at this woman who's, you know, going to send you to the slammer for probably the rest of your life? I heard it was 9+ years that he's got to do because when you do a crime like this, after 5 years, you know, it's 100% of the time you don't get paroled immediately. So,
right. So it'll be nine years until he's rejected for parole. I mean, he's up for parole.
And then, but you know what? I really feel bad for, I don't feel bad for O.J. Simpson, but I feel bad for his kids. I mean, look what happened to his, you know, if you're a child of O.J. Simpson, your mom got her head cut off.
Yeah.
And your dad's going to be now in jail probably for the rest of his life. I mean, that's got to, those kids have got to be in therapy for
sure. Right, do you think if they go to group therapy and other people complain about their parents, it's just a lot of, are you kidding me?
Really?
Really? Because my dad sliced my mom's head off.
Right.
And now he's in the slammer. So why don't you complain that you didn't get hugs?
Oh, but just FYI, he's not in the slammer for that.
Right.
So let's just make sure that's clear.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking, while I was watching it this morning, and I was watching the girls in the background, I was just wondering if you think any of them going through the back of their heads is good. Good. I'm glad. Good.
I don't know. But it really is sad for the kids, but not for him. I mean, the guy's, he got away with murder. You know, the old saying, he got away with murder. He got away with it twice.
Yeah.
And you should have, you know, just sat in a chair and not upset anybody after that.
For the rest
of your
natural
life. Just sit down and watch TV or something.
Yeah.
But then still with the gunplay in a Las Vegas hotel where there's 100 cameras for every 10 feet in a Vegas hotel.
Do you think it's surprising that, to my knowledge, nobody pled insanity on his behalf? Because he's nuts.
Well, I guess he's not, you know? I guess he's just, you know, rude.
How's your house?
He's rude to these people.
At the very least, He's rude. Yeah. I think we can agree on that. I was overhearing some woman talking at a cocktail party, and she said, you know, we don't remember about the Bronco chase.
Right.
That before that, no one really drove SUVs. Then all of a sudden, everyone wanted one.
Right.
So perhaps OJ's also to blame in some part for
the environment.
Or the sports memorabilia.
Now everybody wants sports memorabilia. Yeah, it's possible. He killed the planet with that SUV. Yeah.
Right, the planet and a couple people.
Sons of bitches. All right, what else is going on with that news?
Well, meanwhile, before Judge Glass read OJ's verdict, Mr. Simpson gave a seemingly heartfelt speech apologizing in a way that only OJ can.
All right, I think this is it here. OJ, everybody.
I stand before you today. Sorry. Somewhat confused. I feel like...
Where's the confusion part of it?
Yeah.
You rip people off?
Wait a second. I usually get away with crimes? What's happening?
So you this is convicted. Confusing.
That, yeah. I'm so confused. Yes. I pay really good lawyers, and then they say a lot of stuff.
Right.
And then I'm free.
And I walk.
Now
I'm
play golf.
I'm in a blue jumpsuit here with handcuffs on and
I'm
wildly
pickle.
Confused.
What could be more confusing?
Yeah.
Sorry. Somewhat confused. I feel like... apologetic to the people of the state of Nevada. And I don't want to hurt Bruce. I didn't want to hurt any of these guys. I know these guys. These guys have eaten in my home. I've done book reports with their kids. I sung to their mothers when they were sick. You know, I wasn't there to hurt anybody. I just wanted my personal things. And I realized now I was stupid of me. I am sorry. I didn't mean to steal anything from anybody. And I didn't know I was doing anything illegal.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was doing it.
First of all, OJ is your tutor on your book report.
Talk about AmeriCorps.
Yeah. You know, when I walk out of this building and occasionally I go over to IHOP to get a little indigestion.
Right.
And I walk against a don't walk sign, I know I'm doing something illegal.
Yeah. And Tim, can I just ask you real quick on a personal note? How often do you go to your friends, full-grown friends' mothers' homes to sing to them when they're sick?
Sing when they're sick or dying?
Yeah.
I'm not the go-to guy for the deathbed singing, sing-along.
Yeah. I'm not a betting woman, but I bet OJ has never done that either.
All right, here's the rest of OJ, man. Last time we might ever hear from him.
I am sorry. I didn't mean to steal anything from anybody, and I didn't know I was doing anything illegal. I thought I was confronting friends and retrieving my property. So I'm sorry. My property. I'm sorry for all of it. I didn't mean to hurt anybody, and I didn't mean to steal from anybody.
To be fair, those guys were complete and total douchebags.
Yeah, but you know what? There are a lot of chicks who really love this verdict, and guys are just sort of half-assed on it.
You know what? I have OJ fatigue, and I find it hard to even work up even a small amount of concern about this topic.
So not once have you ever said the words, don't squeeze the juice?
Let loose the juice.
Now, see, my wife was very involved. She went to a lot of the candlelight things, you know, on Bundy and South Bundy. Got really involved with that. So she's probably thrilled that the juice is going away.
It's just all so sad. And it's not going to bring back those two people.
Yeah.
You know? And you're right. It's sad for the kids. And it's just depressing.
Yeah. It's plus, I don't see him getting out of jail alive. Nevada is filled with, like, you know, white supremacist dudes in jail. Okay. You know?
Let's just say the juice is going to be loose.
I wonder if they're going to...
Not in a good way at all.
Yeah, I wonder if they're going to treat him differently up there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the prison guards. I mean, you put in special...
Well, wouldn't he be in a special section so he's not in general pop?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, they can't put him in the general pop, can they?
I think they can if he wants it. You know,
I don't think he would.
All right, we got to take a quick break here. We'll come back with more news with Gina Grad. Teresa Strasser joins us from the Corolla Show. And you're listening to the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk.
Tonight there's going to be a jailbreak somewhere in this town. See, me and the boys, we don't like it. So we're getting up and going down. Hot and low, looking right to left. You see us coming, I think it's best to move away. Do you hear what I say from under my breath? Tonight is gonna be a jailbreak somewhere in the town. Tonight is gonna be a jailbreak, so won't you be around?
97.1 FM Talk. This This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show.
Oh, Bobo.
On 97.1 FM Talk.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Teresa Strausser joins us from the Teresa Strausser and Corolla Show.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, Strausser and
you
Corolla.
You put my name first and everything.
The Teresa Strausser Show with Adam Carolla.
Nice job, retard.
I like being on the Tim Conway Jr. Show because I now know that you're the most fertile man in radio.
Thank you.
What you just told me.
One shot, man.
That's it.
That's it.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and then 3 years later, I got my my baby using the Lord's name and
I hope you taught her that. I hope you're happy.
Now I get cookies.
You get anything you want, baby.
At the Dollar Tree.
Yeah. Yeah, our policy is no food from the Dollar Tree.
Oh, I think that's wise. What kind of food do they have? Like weird
sodas.
Snack foods from other cultures?
Yeah.
A lot of that bimbo food from Mexico.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah, with the panda bear.
Yeah.
Bugles, but the flavor is like pepperoni pizza.
Yes,
yeah, but they're like bagels.
Yes, very close.
All right, Randy, please. Jesus Christ. She said, speaking of bimbos, let's continue with the news.
Wow.
All right. The news, ladies and gentlemen, Gina Grad. What's going on with that news?
Well, longtime interview icon Barbara Walters has rounded up some familiar faces for her 16th annual edition of the 10 Most Fascinating People.
Important.
The show, which aired last night, features the likes of Tom Cruise, Michael Phelps, and Miley Cyrus, just to name a few. In this first bit of audio, Barbara interviews seasoned radio host Rush Limbaugh about how he's managed to stay so gainful employed during these tough economic times.
All right, Rush Limbaugh with who?
Barbara Walters.
Let's go.
Rush, you recently re-signed your contract for something like $38 million a year.
Who's that? Is that Barbara or Rush?
That's Barbara.
That's Barbara. Yeah.
Rush, you recently re-signed your contract for something like $38 million a year with a $100 million bonus. Are you worth it?
Of course.
We're in an economic slowdown, and you're making more money. You're one of these people that, you know, that we talk about who gets richer and richer while everybody else gets poorer and poorer.
Who the hell is she to be talking about this?
Seriously.
Isn't this woman worth a couple $100 million?
I'm pretty sure she does The View for free. And 2020.
God. She owns The View, which is probably making more than Rush Limbaugh. And she's on 2020.
Yeah.
And I think she was married to some guy who had $100 billion
possibly,
or something.
Yeah.
And it's almost like she's like you asking this question, you know? I'm like a screener. I work on a nighttime talk show and you're making $38 million a year.
Yeah.
She's in the same boat as this guy. She's probably making more than he is. And she always has done this her entire career, trying to pretend like she's like the everyday average woman who's just getting by.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so...
Oprah talks about it.
Who doesn't?
Oprah pulls it off.
Yeah, Oprah sort of pulls it off, but...
Oprah doesn't hesitate to remind you when she can buy and sell her entire audience.
He's in the building!
All right, more Rush Limbaugh.
You know, that we talk about who gets richer and richer while everybody else gets poorer and poorer, right?
Now, don't... My wealth, if you want to describe it that way, is a result of work. The audience is large, they're loyal. What recession?
I see. For you, there's no recession.
Well, I just choose not to participate.
You know what? I got to give him credit. I think we all should think that way.
Yeah, don't participate.
Yeah, you know, I just don't want to participate in the recession.
Yeah, that's a great mindset.
Yeah.
No, it's nice when your house is getting foreclosed on and you just say, I choose not to participate in this foreclosure.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to move out before they foreclose.
Right?
I mean,
a little less doom and gloom, people.
Yeah. All right, what else? Who else is on the news?
Well, in this next bit of audio, Ms. Walters talks to former Saturday Night Live actress and 30 Rock creator Tina Fey about her reoccurring spoof of former vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin.
All right, Tina Fey.
I never did feel that we were mean to her. I feel that we stuck to a lot of times things that she herself had said. There's a very strange double standard because it's a woman and portraying another woman. The jokes we used to do about George W. Bush were that he was an idiot. No one ever would stop and say, like, oh, that seems kind of mean.
Mm, All right. There she goes.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else in the news?
Yes. Well, here's a story that I hope doesn't foreshadow anything that Teresa would ever go through. So we're just going to get out of the way now. Whoa. A very pregnant Jennifer Davis was stuck in bumper-to-bumper traffic recently with contractions just 3 minutes apart while her husband, John, drove in the breakdown lane of the freeway.
Who's Jennifer Davis?
She's a woman.
She's just a gal
she's
who a was
gal.
Pregnant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
But she's an actress or something.
No, just a lady. Mm. They pulled up behind a state trooper to ask whether they could continue using the lane to reach the next exit, and not only did the trooper say no, but he gave them a $100 citation for driving in the breakdown lane, made them wait for their citation while he finished writing someone else's ticket, and even asked for proof of pregnancy. And she's in labor. Davis says this occurred after two other troopers had waved them along in the highway breakdown lane, allowing them to evade gridlock while advising them to be very cautious and keep their hazards on. The citation cost them 10 agonizing minutes before the trooper handed them an envelope and told them they'd be getting something in the mail.
Wow.
Yeah, the citation finally came this week. The officer who gave the citation, Trooper Michael Galluccio, could not immediately be reached for comment. So we'll check back in about
that. Wow. He was busy drowning a puppy.
Yeah. Good for him. F her. You gotta drive like everybody else.
To can't protect
your rat's
and
ass
served
if you're pregnant.
Him.
Get out of there.
He neither protected them nor served them.
Well,
that
he
moment.
Protected me.
Well.
All right. So did she have the baby successfully?
They just got there in the nick of time.
Good for her.
Yeah.
All right. Excellent.
Have you ever been speeding and gotten pulled over and actually been, you had a good reason? You were going somewhere you needed to go, and you had to hurry.
Tim has the best story about this, actually. You have the best story.
I don't know. Which story is that?
The gas station?
Oh, well, yeah, but I wasn't really BSing, but I was coming over in Oregon, coming over the bridge between Washington and Oregon, and the speed limit on that bridge is 35 miles an hour, and I was going 70. Because I had to get home and take a dump, right?
Okay.
So, cop pulls me over.
That's human. Who wouldn't understand that? You know I don't excrete.
I know, but I do.
Yeah. You do.
And when I gotta go, I gotta go. So, I get pulled over in Oregon. Cop pulls me over. And he's like, "What's the rush, bub?" And I said, I gotta take a dump. I gotta really go. And he goes, and you know what he says? This is something you'd never see in Los Angeles. He goes, "Follow me." With the lights and the sirens on.
Are you kidding me?
He gives me an escort to the gas station.
Police escort.
Yeah. Where I go in, I do my business. He watches my daughter while I go take a dump.
Are you kidding me?
Sits there and watches my daughter in the car. My daughter's only like 2 years old at the time in her car
I
seat.
I hope you donated to the police athletic league.
And you know what his name was? Officer Brown.
What else would it be?
But
there's two things I like about him, but especially number two.
I come.
Heyo!
Thank you.
I come out of the bathroom, and I said, "Thank you very much. I mean, I know obviously I'm going to get a ticket here." And he says, "You know what I do? I'm going to give you a warning. I'm not going to give you a ticket." And he says, "I'm going to write your name down in my book. And if for the next 6 months I find you speeding or whatever, I'm going to give you two tickets. I'm going to give you one for this and one whatever
That's
you do."
That's fair.
Yeah. It was the first time I ever skated on a ticket.
That is a great story, but yeah. I don't want to gross anybody out. But what was going on? I mean, had you just eaten something
bad? It's just
one of those times.
When you're with a child all day, you don't have the opportunity to just slide into a men's room and hit it. So you got to hold on. Maybe you run through a taco joint. You drive through somewhere. Right. And all of a sudden, whammo. You feel it. It's on its way, and you got to get to a bathroom.
This, I hope he gets some kind of special commendation,
yeah.
Officer
well,
Brown.
Please.
Because he's gold in my
guy.
Book.
Yeah.
That's a great guy. Because you had to get home. You don't want
to
poop in
go.
Your pants in front of with your kid in
please.
The car.
She's
at
already
least,
doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's something she could relate to. At
yeah,
least.
We don't need two people in that car asking themselves.
This doesn't even compare, but at one point, I've only maybe had two panic attacks in my life, but I was having one of them. And I was driving to see my therapist.
Wow.
And I was really in a panic. My heart was racing. I felt like I couldn't breathe and like my chest was compressed and I was going pretty fast and I was kind of up in the hills and I went right through a stop sign. Sirens. Now, when you're already having a panic attack and then the sirens, it is...
Just kill me now. Put me out of my misery.
Yeah, right. It was intense. And so the guy pulls me over and I, of course, start crying, not to get out of the ticket, but because I'm having a panic attack and now I'm getting a ticket and it's all too much and I'm overwhelmed. Officer, I'm so sorry, and I know this sounds weird, but I'm in the middle of having a panic attack, and I have a therapy session in 5 minutes up the hill. And he just let me go.
Oh,
I don't want to make this
That's
girl's life
good.
Any worse than it is.
That's pretty good. Good for him.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was nice.
He didn't want a panic attack on his hands either.
No, and his name was Officer Freud.
Really?
No,
wow.
That would have been nice.
I've never had a panic attack, but I saw my wife go through one right before we got in an airplane to go to New York.
She doesn't like to fly.
Nah, she's okay with flying. It just something weird happened, and she got a major panic attack.
Yeah, was she sweating red?
Oh, yeah. She couldn't breathe.
The color's just drawn from your face.
And I'm thinking about is, how much is it going to cost us to, take
cancel
another plane?
Tickets, yep. Yeah.
Please.
I'm sure that helps.
You got to travel with some Clonopin or some Xanax or some Valium.
Exactly, dude.
Take that edge off.
All right, what else going on in the news there, Gina?
Well, the news magazine show Extra caught up with talk show queen Oprah Winfrey recently at an Alvin Ailey dance celebration. You're a big fan of Alvin Ailey, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, huge.
You love his work.
Yeah. And attempted to clear the air regarding rumors that Sarah Palin was not invited to be a guest on her show. Oprah, who sounded like she was taking her celebrating pretty seriously that night, was only too happy to tell Extra that Palin had been invited on the show. We have a clip of that.
All right, here we go.
I went and I tried to talk to Sarah Palin, and instead she talked to Greta, she talked to Matt, she talked to Larry, but she didn't talk to me.
But she didn't talk to me.
I think some of Oprah's favorite things might be things that you shouldn't combine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Vicodin and vodka?
That's what I'm
But she didn't talk to me.
Have we ever heard Oprah in this state before?
I've never heard her
bomb. Yeah.
No, but I like a drunk Oprah.
Yeah, me too.
But she didn't talk to me.
You know, think about how generous she is sober. You know when you drink, you want to just start giving stuff away?
Yeah.
Imagine Oprah.
Two cars.
Drunk. Yeah, everyone gets two cars and five TiVos. And I'm building 9 more schools. I love everybody.
Yeah.
But she didn't talk to me. But she didn't talk to me.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, anything else going on in the news there?
Yes, well, finally, dating a loaded guy has long been a fantasy for some women and is on our radar even more now thanks to such shows as The Hills, Gossip Girl, and The Millionaire Matchmaker. And with wealthy men on the rise, Yahoo.com has come up with a list of ways to score a wealthy single man. And I pulled a couple of favorites out of here just
perfect.
To, help everybody out.
Great.
The way to score a wealthy dude.
Yeah. Number one,
avoid radio guys.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Is that right?
Well, they make money and then make none and then make money and then make none.
Yeah.
Avoid evening radio guys.
Yeah.
All right. What do you got?
Number one, rich guys feel entitled to arm candy. Okay. So it may sound shallow, but rich guys think they deserve to be with trophy women or women they deem prize worthy. The study suggests that they want you to be extremely beautiful, be able to plan social schedules, and have good manners. So get yourself some of those things, first and foremost, wealthy man. Also, rich men do not want to marry a dummy. 89% of high-achieving men report that they would like to marry a woman who is just as or more intelligent than they are. Also, 92% of men who describe themselves as successful or very successful say they are more attracted to women who are also excelling in their own careers. So, have a little something on the side going on.
Right.
They like that.
Excellent. All right, if you want a wealthy guy, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
All right. Become very attractive and plan social skills.
No, that's a very useful list.
Well, I have one, and I included this one, and I think it'll become abundantly clear why. Brunettes pull more rich guys than blondes.
Really?
So at the end of the day, just dye your damn hair.
Because there's more brunettes?
Well, I don't think that's why. I don't know. Maybe they take them more seriously. They're not like the party girl thing.
Right.
Even though blondes are reputed to have the most alluring hair color, according to a survey by Lyco, 62% of the world's top billionaires' wives and girlfriends are brunette.
Really? 62%?
Well, look at Melania Trump or whatever her name is.
Yeah.
That's interesting because I think for whatever reason, brunettes do read smarter, even if we're not.
Yeah. Exactly. They absolutely do. Yeah, you see a blonde chick and you go, oh, she's a moron.
Uh-oh.
That way you can sort of hide that it's a trophy because Melania is obviously a trophy.
Right.
But she seems like, especially because she probably speaks a few other languages.
Right.
It's not a completely embarrassing showing up with a bimbo.
But you think she gets instant credit because she's not blonde.
Yeah, maybe more than Marla Maples.
When you chicks see a guy who's a blonde, you think he's a moron?
I like blondes.
You do?
I always have. I like an Aryan guy like Rolf in The Sound of Music.
Yeah. Wow.
That was my crush.
Is that your husband?
Yep. Pretty blonde much guy? Looks just like Rolf in The Sound of Music.
Wow. You scored.
Yeah. It's sometimes concerns me that, I mean, he was a Nazi. Yeah. And
part of the SS.
And Ralph Fiennes in Schindler's List was kind of hot.
Oh, yeah, God.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, you're Jewish, right?
Yeah.
Part Jewish or full blood?
100%.
100% Jewish. Is that right?
What a surprise that I would hate myself.
And so, but your husband is Jewish or not?
Catholic.
Uh-oh.
So he is a tall, blonde Catholic.
So when you have a child, it'll be the first time the bloodline has been busted.
Well, it'll be half Irish, I guess, and half Jewish.
So that's Jewish.
That shouldn't be a problem.
Oh, man.
Such a Shonda.
Good luck.
I know, Shonda for the Goyim.
Good luck. All right, Teresa, thanks for coming by.
Thank you so much.
To see you. And please stop by anytime. The invitation is always open. And you know how to get here, which is nice. It's nice about having you as a guest because you know how to get in the building.
Yeah. I've got a card and everything.
Yeah, so you come right in.
It's such a pleasure. I really love your show.
Thank you, baby. You do a great job.
And, of course, Gina and Randy. So thank you for having me.
All right. And that is the news with Gina Grad, everybody.
The news with Gina Grad.
I got gonorrhea from Gina.
Give us 8.5 minutes and we'll fill it with words.
That's how he got it. All right, thank you, Gina Grad, with the great news all week. Excellent news. And Teresa Strasser, you're the best. And hopefully we'll see you back here again sometime. People can listen to you every morning on this station with Adam Carolla. Adam Carolla and Teresa Strasser every morning from 6 to 10 a.m. And thanks again, Babu. I hope you get pregnant this weekend.
Thanks.
All right. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Next Thursday, we'll be at the Staples Center watching Los Angeles Kings take on the St. Louis Blues. It's always fun down there to watch the Kings. Doing a live broadcast. I think Carolla's threatening to come by. I know Tom Likas will be there. Teresa Strasser may come by as well. Always nice to see her. And Frank Kramer might come by.
Frank Kramer here.
My daughter walks around the house doing that now.
Frank Kramer here.
Frank Kramer here.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. All right, we have a gift here, I guess a Christmas-style gift here, for the first three people that call right now. You have to be big Rick Springfield fans. All right, don't call up and just get the tickets. If you're not a big Rick Springfield fan, I understand that. Let somebody in. Let somebody call up who is a big Rick Springfield fan. And we're giving away tickets to Rick Springfield at Club Nokia. It's L.A., Club Nokia L.A. Live. Friday, December 12th. Get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Yeah, he almost has to do this song, right?
Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine.
Yeah, Rick Springfield.
Lately something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Just he's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl.
All right, here are the phone numbers, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Well, Rick Springfield tickets, you got them, man, for December 12th at Club Nokia LA Live. And you know what, let me talk to the first three people that call up. I'm going to make sure they're really Rick Springfield fans, all right? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. All right, let's talk to Charles here. Charles, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, I guess I'm the first caller.
All right, you a big fan of Rick Springfield?
I'm a big fan of Tim Conway Jr.
All right, but how big a fan of Rick Springfield?
Never heard of him.
All right, then you don't qualify, dude.
Oh, come on, man.
Get out of here. We want people that are just Rick Springfield fans. What's wrong with you? Doug in Covina, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. He's gone, too. David in Hancock Park, you're on the air.
How you doing, Timmy?
All right, how big a fan are you?
Huge. I mean, I've seen his movie. I've handed him a rose in Westwood for him and his girl.
What soap opera was he in?
He was in General Hospital, Dr.
Yes.
Norgery.
You qualify, dude.
Do I win?
Yes, you win. You're a winner.
Great. Jimmy, right. I do Sly, so you know who I am.
You do what?
I do the voice of Sly a long time ago when you and your sidekick.
Yeah. Get your freaking act together here!
All right. Well, how's that going?
Oh, it's... No, I kind of dropped it.
Not making any money off it now.
Nah.
All right. All right, congratulations, dude. You're a winner.
And do I speak to Gina to give her my address?
I don't care who you speak to. Hold on. Emily in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
Hi, I like Rick Springfield.
How long have you been a fan?
Oh, since he was on General Hospital. He sings Jesse's Girl. He's
That's
cute.
Exactly right. Hold on, you're a winner as well. Now, Stephen in Toronto. You're going to be in Los Angeles for this? Ah, that guy doesn't qualify. Looking for people who are just Rick Springfield fans. So far, we've got two. We need one more. Adele in San Pedro, you're on the air.
Hey, good old Born in the USA. Can't go wrong with that. Come on,
I think that's the wrong guy.
Okay.
That's Rick Springsteen. Get out of here. Or Bruce Springsteen. Ken in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Did I win Rick Springfield?
All right, what was his character's name in General Hospital?
You know, I couldn't tell you, but I could sing every word of Jesse's Girl.
All right, we'll play it for you. If you can sing half the lyrics here, you got it.
All right.
All right, here we go. And you better get it right, man, or else we're going to somebody else. You ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Jesse is a friend. Let's hear it.
Yeah, no, you've been a good friend
of mine. You don't know it. Tiffany and Corona, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hello.
All right, big Rick Springfield fan?
Yes.
His character's name in General Hospital?
Yes.
What was it?
Pardon me?
What was his character's name in General Hospital?
Dr. Drake Noah.
Okay, I think it was Noah Drake, but Drake Noah will accept that. And can you sing any of this song?
Yes.
Let's hear it.
I wish that I had Jesse's Girl. Can I find a woman like that?
All right, you're a winner. Congratulations, Tiffany. You're going to Rick Springfield. That should be a cool show. I actually worked with Rick Springfield about 15 years ago on a show called High Tide. He's a decent guy. I like that guy a lot. All right, congratulations. When we come back, folks, it's going to be open phones. Yes, every single Friday at 10 o'clock, we do open phones. So if you'd like to get in early, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. You're listening to the very popular. Can I say that with any kind of enthusiasm? No. Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, it's Christmas time again. Decorations are on by the fire. Everybody's singing, all the bells are ringing out. It's Christmas all over again.
97.1 FM Talk.
Get complete shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 971fmtalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.